In 1901, she became really notorious because that was the year that President McKinley was assassinated. And assassinated by a man named Leon Czolgosz, who was, I don't know how to describe him. He was a marginal person, a person like a lot of the people who commit assassinations. And a person who had sometimes hung around anarchist meetings. And apparently in some of the interrogations of the police had uttered the name of Emma Goldman. Immediately a hunt on for Emma Goldman. She must be behind the assassination. She went into hiding, but finally they got her and arrested her. Didn't keep her very long because there's really no evidence against her. Sometimes it doesn't stop the police, but this time there was really nothing, and so she was released. Czolgosz was executed. His head was severed from his body so that they could examine his brain to see what it was in his brain that caused him to assassinate McKinley. Emma Goldman said they should examine the conditions of American society to see what it was. Because the conditions of American society were enough to cause anybody to become an assassin, even though she didn't believe in assassination. She did not believe that Czolgosz had done the right thing. She didn't, although she had been involved in the attempt to assassinate Frick, she did not really believe anymore in that assassination was a tactic, a proper tactic for a revolutionary movement. However, and in this she got into some conflict with her fellow anarchists who rushed to disavow Czolgosz, you know, this crazy guy who did this violent thing, and we don't want to be associated with that. They already think all anarchists are assassins and bomb throwers. We don't want to have anything to do with this guy. And Emma Goldman said, no. She said, sure, I'm opposed to his act. It was wrong. It was a stupid thing to do. But I'm not going to try to separate myself from him. And I'm going to try to point out to people what it was that led him to do this. I'm going to emphasize that. She was always that way. I mean, independent in her thinking. And always thinking in a very feeling way about people who did desperate things and things that she very often deprecated, but the causes of which she thought should be understood.